back to Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO on another balmy 50-something degree day here on a Saturday. Now that we are in May, nearing very quickly the time when the Minnesota walleye season is going to open a week from today. And I know that guys are down on Lake Traverse and other lakes in northeast South Dakota and southeast North Dakota, and keep that straight if you can, trying to catch some walleyes in some of the smaller lakes. And people, I would presume this weekend, are going to get out and try to catch some crappies out in Minnesota just because it's that time of the year. It's May and people are chomping at the bit to get outside. And so let's talk some more fishing. Let's talk some more outdoors with the great Jeff Katzer, the man who we invite into our studios every Saturday morning at this time. And his appearances on Mike McFeely Outdoors are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, Jeff Katzer of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats. How are you?
Hello, Michael McFeely. Well, I'm broadcasting to you live from the southwest northerly quarter of Creel Bay right now.
Fantastic. Hey, by the way, I heard a rumor earlier this week that the ice has up and left Devil's Lake and has gone to Fort Myers for the summer. Is that correct?
It did. Yeah, even the ice had it. The ice left. It's in Florida now. They can have it for the summer season. In fact, it literally left in an afternoon. I went to Minot, picked up a boat, and came back like 4 hours, 5 hours later, and, oh, look at that.
Hey,
ice left.
It's
gone. Didn't leave any forwarding addresses or nothing. It just, I'm out of here.
You know it's a bad winter. You know it's been a miserable winter when the ice just gets up and leaves without saying goodbye.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
Just that fast. I think the ice just had enough.
I mean, we loved that ice for 6 months. We spent time on that ice. We spent money on that ice, and
we nurtured the ice.
Doesn't even leave us a forwarding address.
No.
But the good thing,
we punctured the ice, everything.
The good thing is it's going to be back in another 6 months, and so we know that we can, you know, chew it out then when it comes back to Devil's
Lake. Mike, is that really a good thing? You said a good thing was. Is that a good thing?
Well, no, it's not a good thing, actually. Although with the way global warming is going, in a few years, there will be no ice on Devil's Lake ever.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. We'll have pelicans and egrets and flamingos in Devil's Lake by the time that you and I are planted 6 feet under with the way global warming is going.
Yes. Thank you, Al Gore.
Yep. No problem. And you're welcome for the internet, too. So I appreciate that. So how are things going? I know that you're kind of in between seasons now. And I know that, you haven't quite cranked up the open water fishing season and ice fishing's done, and the spring goose. What's happened around Devil's Lake? You just getting ready for the summer, or what?
Well, they're still doing pretty good with spring snow geese. Last week, they averaged they had an 85, and by like 10 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't even 10 o'clock. By 8:30, I should say, they already had a yellow banded adult snow goose. The boys are really getting after them. They had 40 that morning, and so they're still around, and they really bust their buttons and make sure they stay on them. They'll probably another week of that, hopefully, left for snow geese. And, of course, the walleyes and all the coolies here are running pretty good. If we could just get – you guys are lucky to be in the 50s. We're like – we wake up in the morning, it's 30, 30. And I'm not complaining about that after the winter. But if we could just have a nice, warm couple of mornings with some nice, calm afternoons and get that water up just a couple of degrees, it would be awesome.
Well, and by the way, it has been cold and it's been a miserable winter that we're finally done with. The spring ain't exactly been anything to write home about either. It has been so freaking windy for the last 2 weeks that it's just been ugly. I mean, trying to walk even the dog, Rudy the rescue dog, I take him outside for a morning walk. He turns into the north wind as we go up our block and then take a left. And he goes, "Yeah, I don't think so, McFeely. I'm going back home and curling up in bed because this wind sucks."
It does. It is a windy sucker, but I'll tell you what, after I was in Montana elk hunting last year, that ain't nothing compared to what I was in out there, I'll tell you that. But it is really ugly, really. 70 miles an hour every day I hunted elk. It just was something and they're used to it out there. So I'm not complaining after seeing that stuff, but I'll tell you what, you're right. It's getting old, and it's getting old fast. I want to start fishing. Kyle's son got himself a nice Warrior boat here, a nice used boat, and he couldn't get – I think he's responsible for taking the ice off the lake, to be honest. And I really do. I think we could all blame Landon Blanchfield for getting rid of the ice, because I think he absolutely took every piece of it off himself just so he could get his boat in, and he wants to play on the open water just as bad as everybody else does. And I've seen a boat out already, so there are already some brave souls going out.
Dude, it's got to be a little bit chilly. I'm going to wait for some sunshine, a little bit warmer weather, and maybe a little less wind. But it is going to start picking up pretty quick here, Jeff, in terms of fishing, isn't it? If we get a couple of 60-something degree days, some sunshine, some sunshine to warm up the water in the shallows, and just a little bit less wind, things are going to start snapping pretty quick, right?
Exactly correct. Those walleyes and even the pike included will be in the, 12 foot and less. I like the 8 to 12 foot range along an edge, whether it be, flooded timber is obviously always the big favorite here, or if you can find some old weed edges that are still standing and, the new weeds won't be coming up for a little bit, but something in that line. And, just stay there in half hour, 40 minutes. You don't like it, move down 100 yards, and all of a sudden you'll bump into them, and you'll notice mornings will be slower than the afternoon because the sun is baking the water. And a couple years ago, I told a lady, I said, I'll take you guys out about 1 o'clock. Well, what do you mean 1 o'clock? I said, our bite isn't starting till 3, 4 in the afternoon. She goes, what? I go, honest to God, when we start hearing the bugs buzzing in the tree line right next to us, the fish will start biting. She thought I was absolutely off my oar. Well, we sat there with nothing. And her husband and her are getting kind of grumpy. All of a sudden, the bugs started buzzing. We had a couple bobbers, and all of a sudden, it just went to absolute epic biting time, everything down. I said, see, you got to wait for the bugs. And she looked at me, and she goes, oh, my God.
Oh,
like, all that is just a temperature thing. The bugs start hatching and buzzing, but it just is that.
And people can learn that about crappie fishing, too, in my world over here in Minnesota, is that this early in the year, and the next couple of weeks, as it starts to warm up, it's going to go bonkers. And the Minnesota opener is always a great weekend. Might be a little bit later even this year. But, you don't need to get up at the crack of dawn and go into a little bay and try to fish crappies. Wait till the sun gets up at noon and starts beating down at the water and heating things up. And then things start to pick up in the afternoons. It's just the other things like heat, too. It's not just human beings. Other things are activated by the heat and the sun as well.
Oh, I'm excited to get out there, too, but I've learned now, just relax. Just absolutely relax. Let it warm up, get comfortable, and then go.
Yes.
And you'll be rewarded by doing just that.
Let's take a quick pause here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. Do you have time for one more segment with me? I'm kind of, I think we talked about one segment, but I need you for two. Is that okay?
I can do 10 today. I'm in that kind of mood.
Oh, fantastic. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, is our weekly guest. He is with us right now on the Mighty 790 KFGO. You might have picked up that Jeff is talking about slip bobbering walleyes this early in the season. It is the way to go, not only on Devil's Lake. I've caught walleyes and slip bobbers on other lakes as well. We'll talk about the nuances of slip bobbering for walleyes and everything else next on Mike McFeely Outdoors. She thinks we're just fishing.